弟兄姊妹还有小朋友们平安。
Morning to brothers and to the children.
谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的代祷。上个礼拜在西雅图聚会，弟兄姊妹也请我回来问候大家。
And thank you for praying for my trip to Seattle, and then the brothers there greet you.
神很祝福那几天的聚会。
And God bless the few days of meetings we had there.
我在那边很感动的一件事情，就是看见他们中间很多的中学生或是大学生。
And then the one thing that really touched me is the high school and also the university children.
跟我在任何地方看见的那些不信主的中学生、大学生，完全不同的气质。
And they are completely different than the non-believer high schoolers and the college students.
他们那样子的敬虔，那样子的爱主。
And they are so fearful of God and so loving of Him.
不管初中生、高中生、大学生，当我在生活里面跟他们相处的时候
，No matter if they are like in middle school, high school, or college, when I live with them,
他们是那样子的顺服，那样子的乖啊。
And they are so obedient and obedient to the Lord.
而且他们在教会里面都接了许多的服事。
And then in the church, they have many the ministries.
他们因为这个教会已经有20年以上的时间，所以培养从小长到大的。
This church has a 20-year history, and they have been raising these kids. These kids have grown up in that church.
所以我很想套用马丁，就是这个金恩博士的一句话。
And this this Dr. Martin and using Martin Luther King, I want to use one of his sayings.
你们知道他最有名的一句话是什么
？What is his most famous saying?
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
我就希望我们这些小孩子们将来在神家里面都成为栋梁。
And then that my dream is that the children that we have now will become a pillar in the house of God.
你真的看见这些孩子，我们的心就会感动。
And then when we see these children, our hearts are touched.
真的是跟世界不一样，从孩子的身上显出来。
And then they are different from the world. You can see from the children.
那天我跟念慈开车在外面，看见几个美国的男孩女孩在那边走路，讲话的表情。我就给我很大很大的感触。
And then one that day, Nancy and I were driving out there, and we saw a few American kids out there talking and walking. And then we have a big difference. There's a big feeling inside us.
整个世界现在一直在朝更黑暗堕落的一个地步去。
And the trend of the world is towards darkness.
而我们能够活在神的家中，是神给我们的恩典。
And that we can live before God is a grace.
我们能够让神我们的孩子长在神的家中，对他们是一个最大的祝福。
And then it's a great blessing that they can grow up in the home or house of God.
好，今天早晨我们继续来看奇妙的救主。
And today we're going to continue looking at the wonderful Lord.
当我们每一次讲到奇妙的救主的时候，我觉得我们的心弦好像是受震动。
And every time when we talk about the wonderful Lord, it seems like our veins have been shaken.
我们所信的主真是一个奇妙的救主。
And the Lord that we believe is truly a wonderful Lord.
他的奇妙显在太多的地方。
And then his wonders have been displayed in many areas.
我们已经讲了四个题目，今天早晨我们再从另外一个角度来讲他的奇妙。
And we'll talk about four aspects, and this morning we'll talk another aspect.
今天早晨我们要看主耶稣居然肯使用一个小小的驴驹啊。
And today we want to see how Jesus can use a little coat.
这么创造宇宙伟大的万王之王，万主之主。
And this creator of the universe.
他在被众人高举做王的时候
，and when he was been lifted up to be the king of people.
他居然拣选了一只小小的驴驹，他骑在他的上面。
And he chose a little colt to ride upon.
真是那个柔和、谦卑、和平的君王。
And he is the kind, the good, humble king.
我们一起来看马可福音第十一章。
Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 11.
第一节到第十一节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 1 to 11.
我们请弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Let the brothers read the odd verses and the sisters the even verses.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷。到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒。 若有人对你们说为什么做这事，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们牵来。在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。前行后随的人都喊着说，和尚那奉主名来的是应当称颂的。耶稣进了耶撒冷圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去。好，我们请读约翰福音十二章二十六节，这是我们今天背诵的经文，在程序单上有。
Next, turn to John chapter 12, verse 26.
Mm-hmm. 我们请一起同声的来读啊。
Let us read it together.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。我们请弟兄们读一次。
Let the brothers read it.
若有人服侍我，跟从我，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。请姊妹们读一遍。好，我们最后一起来背一次好不好？如果不会背可以看啊，预备来。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。好，这是约翰福音十二章二十六节啊，这是非常非常宝贝的一节经文，所以我们该把它背起来。
This is a precious verse that we should memorize.
好，我们今天早晨我们要来看主耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候发生的一个很美的故事。
And today we're going to look at the wonderful story when Jesus entered Jerusalem.
而在这边有四个字很突出的出现在我们的面前。
And there are four words that spring out.
就是主要用我们。
That is the Lord will use us.
我不晓得小朋友你们有没有到过邮局去啊？看过这个邮局现在在卖一些 souvenir， 就是一些纪念品。钥匙串或者什么，画了一个美国的 Uncle Sam， 然后指头指着你，有没有看过那个图？
I don't know if the children have been to the post office and there is this poster there that has a drawing of Uncle Sam with a finger pointing at you saying that he wants you。
应该是右手，不是左手。你已经把我答案讲出来了。好，那上面写着 I want you， 我要你。
And the finger is pointing at you saying he wants you。
就是说到美国政府，他说我们需要。使用你，需要用你。
That is the U.S. government wants to use you.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们要讲到一个更荣耀的一个呼召。
And this morning we're going to talk about a more glorious calling.
就是主说主要用我们。
That is the Lord wants to use us.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不太能够想象说这么一个伟大的神，当他来到地上的时候。
And that we cannot think such a great God when He came to the earth.
而当他行了这么多神迹奇事，而最后要进耶路撒冷。
And they have done so many wonders and signs, and lastly, he was going to enter Jerusalem.
在那个时候，众人非常佩服他，高举他。
And then the people honored him.
但是主耶稣却在这里，他叫门徒去找一只小驴驹来。
And yet Jesus asked his disciples to get the colt.
照着圣经上告诉我们，这是应验了主在旧约所预言的，说西安的驴子啦，你们不要惧怕，因为你的王骑着驴驹来了。
And then this is a fulfillment of the prophecy saying that the people of Zion should not fear because your king is coming on a mule.
是的，虽然圣经上预言说那一位王来的时候要骑着驴驹进来。
And yes, at that time the king would be coming on a mule.
还是主为什么会拣选一个小小的驴驹这件事情叫我们觉得惊讶。
And why did the Lord choose a young mule, a colt?
圣经上讲到他是那位柔和谦卑的王。
And the Bible tells us that he is a kind and gentle king.
不一定要去拣选世界上那些人认为那些高大俊美那些才干的人。
And that he did not choose the ones who are gifted and strong people.
神在乎的是在乎我们是否真心的愿意来侍奉他。
And what the Lord matters is if we are truly sincere in our service.
完全不在乎人衡量的标准。
And it's not according to what we think our standard.
而是神有他衡量的标准。
And God has his own standard.
也不在于我们今生的价值。
And doesn't matter our the value of our life in this earth.
而这个侍奉是在永远的价值。
And this service has eternal value.
主在这里圣经上刚才我们读的约翰福音十二章告诉我们若有人服侍我他说我父必尊重他。
And in John chapter 12:26 it says my father will honor the one who serves me.
弟兄姊妹我们有没有想过神为什么用尊重这两个词。
And brothers and sisters, do you know why God would use the word honor?
如果是我的话我就说如果有人服侍我我就赏赐他就是了对不对。
And if it were me I would say somebody serves me then I would pay them back.
或者有人如果服侍我的话我愿意祝福他。
Or if someone would serve me I would bless them.
但是神他就是你说若有人服侍我我父讲到那位宇宙独一的真神居然尊重我。
And here he talks about my father the only God. He will honor the person who
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们不能够想象说神为什么这样子的爱我们。
And we cannot think why God loves us so.
他的爱不仅仅显在十字架上他为我们罪付了代价。
And his love is not only displayed on the cross when he died for our sins.
他的爱显在他居然看重我们。
And then his love is displayed that he values us.
像我们这样子的人居然可以来侍奉他。
And a person like us that we can serve him.
一个在角落里面没有人注意的小驴驹子在那里。
And this little coat in the corner, nobody pays attention to it.
他可能小到一个地步，从来没有人还没有骑过他的。
And then nobody has ridden it before.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管我们在人的中间显得多么的卑微或是年幼。
And no matter how we look weak or young to other people.
但是这都不是神拣选我们或不拣选我们的标准。
But this is not the reason why God would select us or not choose us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他不仅仅救我们。
Not only he saved us,
他不仅仅赐福给我们,
not only he blessed us,
他要把一个金龙赐给我们, 叫我们可以侍立在他的面前来侍奉他。
And he will give us this honor and position so that we can serve him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们这些话语, 借着人讲没有用, 我们一定要圣灵来提升我们。
And then, brothers and sisters, these words, if we would listen to by the words of man, is no use. It has to be made alive by the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见侍奉,
that we may see that service is for him.
所有的侍奉都直接跟这位万王之王万主之主发生关系。
And all service has this relationship between this God.
所以主说若有人服侍我,
and the Lord says that if anyone serves me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹或小朋友, 不管我们在神家接受任何的侍奉,
Francis and the children, no matter what kind of service you have in the house of God,
其实侍奉不光是在教会里面, 弟兄姊妹,
and service is not only in the church of God.
我们的生活就是侍奉,
our life is a service.
我们在家里面一样的侍奉主,
and then we can serve God in our home.
所以有一个姊妹, 她在她的厨房的 sink 旁边, 放了一块匾额, 上面写了一句话。
And so a sister put this plaque beside the sink in the kitchen.
他说, divine service is conducted here 3 times a day. 他说在这边, 一天三次有神圣的服侍在这里进行。
And, 3 times a day, divine service is conducted here.
每天要炒三次菜，在那边洗菜做菜, 对不对？
Because every day she has to cook 3 times.
而这个我们很知道的这个 Brother Lawrence, 他是非常与神同行出了名的一个弟兄。
And there's this famous brother called Brother Lawrence.
他在厨房里面 做大厨或是在那边忙碌的时候，他说他一面在那里忙洗盘子做菜，他说他如同在守圣餐，在那里剥饼一样。
And this brother, he works in the kitchen. He's a cook, and no matter what he's doing, cooking or washing dishes, it seems like he is conducting the communion there.
弟兄姊妹、小朋友，连你们在读书的时候，都是为了侍奉神。
And the children that when you are studying, you are also serving God.
当我们在我们的本分的里面为着荣耀神而做的时候，每一件都是在侍奉他。
And then when we are doing the things that we must do, then we are serving the Lord.
所以到底我们的生活是不是侍奉，关键在于我们是不是为着主。
And whether our life is a service, the key point is whether we do it for the Lord.
而且当我们要讲真正的侍奉的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们光讲为主还不够。
And the true service, if we're just doing for the Lord, that's not enough.
我记得我在弟兄姊妹中间曾经讲了三个点我们要 check 的。
And I remember telling brothers and sisters there are three points.
第一个，到底是不是为着主？就是说动机是不是为着主？
And the first is whether your motivation is for the Lord.
我们必须是 pure for God and holy for God， 单纯为着他，而且完全是为着他。
Holy and purely and fully for God.
弟兄姊妹，这是服事的第一个条件，我们必须动机是为了他，不是为了名声，不是为了人家的称赞跟看见。
And that's the first requirement for service of God. It's not for a praise from others.
也不是为了自己的喜欢、兴趣，或者跟别人的比较。
And it's not according to your own whether you like it or not, or your own interest.
所以这是讲到第一个条件。
This is the first requirement.
而第二个讲的，他不仅仅是为了主，而且必须是出于主要你做的。
And then secondly, it's not it has to come out from God.
很多我们认为对、认为好的
，And many times when we think what is good or what is right,
不见得是神要我们做的。
It may not be what God wants to
do. 就算是神要我们做的，不见得 it's the right time to do it， 不见得是对的时候去做的。
And even though God wants us to do it, it may not be the right time.
而且也不见得是神要你去做。神可能要用不同的器皿去做的。
And it may be that God may not want you to do it. Maybe God wants someone else to do it.
所以这是很多教会里面出问题的地方。
And this caused many problems in churches.
因为很多教会出问题，就是弟兄姊妹觉得我都是在为神做，为什么这个没有受到重视
？And many brothers and sisters they said they're working hard in the church, but yet why they are not being valued?
所以有人建议教会出钱请人来祷告。
So some people suggest that to pay money to have someone pray for the church.
有人建议说出钱请人去发福音单张，因为弟兄姊妹没有空。
And some others said that we'll pay money for somebody to hand out the pamphlets because
他觉得他的出发点是为了主。
He thinks that the motivation is for God.
但是神不见得要做。
But they may not be what God wants.
有的时候我们觉得该这么做，但是时候可能没有到。
And many times we think that we need to do it, but the time may not be right.
所以第二件事情必须是出于主。
So the second thing is that it must be of the Lord.
是主的时候，是主要用的器皿。
It's the Lord's time, and it's the vessel that God wants to use.
而第三件事情
，Thirdly,
必须是主。
It must be God.
在你做的过程里面
，And in the process of doing,
我们不是凭着自己去做。
We're not doing by of ourselves.
虽然动机是为了神。
Although the motivation is from God,
虽然也是神的意思叫我们去做
and then it is of God's will to do,
而在整个过程的里面
but in the process of
我们必须是在主里面来做它
we need to do it in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们在侍奉神的时候一个三个非常非常重要的 check 的点
and in our service to God, these are three checks you need to do.
而弟兄姊妹，但是神却愿意使用我们
Sisters, yet God is willing to use us.
这是一个神给我们一个极大的恩典，是我们要珍惜的。
And this is a great gift that we need to value.
啊，今天早晨我们从这一幅的图画里面。
And this morning from this picture.
啊，这一幅非常可爱而且很漂亮的一个图画里面。
And this very lovely picture.
我们来学他们在侍奉的事情上，主怎么样子来使用他们。
And how we can in our service, how God can use us.
啊，整个侍奉的一个关键。
And then the key in the service.
这里讲到甘心乐意和绝对的顺服。
And here it talks about willingness and the willingness to obey.
所以我们来看这几个主角啊。
And let's look at these the characters in this picture.
那第一个讲到门徒。
First of all, it is the disciples.
主叫门徒去牵驴子来。
And God asked send the disciples to get the colt.
弟兄姊妹，这两个门徒没有跟主讲很多条件啊。
And the two disciples did not ask many reasons.
主啊，万一人家不给我怎么办
？What happens if they did not allow us to have the coat?
主啊，万一人家以为我是小偷怎么办
？What happens if they think that I'm a thief?
哦，他可能会找很多很多的理由。
And they can find many excuses.
小朋友，爸爸妈妈叫你们去做事的时候，你们会不会找理由
？And children, when your parents ask you to do things, do you give a lot of excuses?
应该是哥哥的错，因为昨天是我造的垃圾。
It must be brother's sin because I took the garbage out.
我们可能会有很多很多的理由。
We can have many reasons.
弟兄姊妹，这两个门徒当他听见主说的时候，你没有看见他们讲什么，他们就去了。
And these two disciples said they did not give any reasons and they just followed Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹，这两个门徒他们去做一件非常重要的事情。
And these two disciples did something very important.
圣经上告诉我们说，你去见到那个驴驹以后，要把它解开，要把它带来。
Bible says that you are to untie it and bring it here.
弟兄姊妹，有多少人今天在那里被捆绑啊，在那里不自由
？And there's so many people today that are in bondage are not free.
神差我们出去传福音，或是出去看望，或是造就弟兄姊妹。
And God sent us out to visit other brothers and sisters.
很重要的两件事，第一个为他解开捆绑。
First we need to do is to untie them.
不是只叫他自由就算了，第二件事情要把他带到主的面前。
Not only set them free, but we need to bring them before the Lord.
这是我们所有福音组跟关怀小组我们的使命，一个是解开，一个是带来。
And this is the calling of the gospel group. First of all, we need to untie them and to bring them.
目的是因为主要用他。
The reason is the Lord wants to use them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上一个最高更高的爱啊！不仅仅要把恩典给我们，主要用我们。
This is the greatest demonstration of God's love. Not only He saved us, but He wants to use us.
你可能觉得你刚刚信主，这个福音也不会传，我怎么去带人？
You may think that you just believe in the Lord. How can you lead others to Christ?
我记得以前一个年长弟兄讲他刚得救的时候。
I remember an elderly brother shared this one.
当天晚上得救，第二天到学校去就跟同学传福音去了。
And the morning after he was saved, he went to share the gospel with his students.
他跑到他好朋友面前想要跟他讲主，一跟他讲话讲不出来。
And then he met his best friend and then he wanted to share Christ but he could not say anything.
他的朋友说你怎么了？
And his friend asked him what happened.
他说没有没有，他说你跟我到二楼去好吗？
And he said nothing, let us go to the second floor.
所以他们就到了二楼以后，他平常是很会讲话的，那天又结结巴巴又讲不出来。
And normally he can talk a lot but that day he could not say anything.
他说那我们到三楼去好吧。
And he said, let's go to the third floor.
那朋友也搞不懂他今天到底干嘛，跟他到了三楼，还是讲不出来。
And the friend was puzzled why he would be like this.
到了三楼以后又不行，到了阳台去了，顶楼去。
And then he could not say anything on the third floor, so they went to the roof.
到了 roof 以后没有地方再走了啊，再走还是建筑。
And there's no place to go from the roof.
他就紧张得不得了，就对他的朋友说，我希望你信耶稣。
And he was very nervous, and so he finally said that I wish that you would believe in Jesus.
当他一讲说我希望你信耶稣，耶稣爱你的时候，眼泪就从他身上出来。
And when he said those words, then tears came from his eyes.
他的朋友眼泪也掉下来。
And then his friend also shed tears.
他从来没有想到一天到晚玩在一起的朋友，今天会这么认真 serious 告诉他这句话。
And then he never knew that this friend that he played.With day in and day out, would say such serious words.
他没有用高言大志，没有用很多救恩的道理去传福音。
He did not use very high-sounding words or gospel preaching words to say to his.
他就是顺服主在他心中给他的感动跟差遣，他去做。
And he only obeyed the moving of the Spirit in his heart.
他的朋友当场接受了耶稣。
His friend received Jesus immediately.
他们两个在学校里面。成为最好的同工，开始福音传出去。
And then his friend became his best co-worker to spread the gospel in the
city. 弟兄姊妹，神差遣我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord sent us.
让我们解开人身上的捆绑。
To untie the bondage in other people.
把人带回到主的面前。
And to bring them back to the Lord.
让主来使用他。
That the Lord may use them.
印度有个巴森弟兄曾经来过台湾。
There is a brother in India who came to Taiwan once.
他是一个非常非常跟随圣灵的一个人。
And then he is one who follows the leading of the Spirit.
有一天半夜他都已经睡觉了，主突然把他叫起来。
And one night he was almost asleep and the Lord awoke him.
就在半夜的时候，主差遣他出去。
And in the middle of the night, the Lord sent him out.
他说主，你半夜叫我出去干嘛？
And he asked the Lord, why are you sending me out in the middle of
the night? 但他就顺服，他开着门，他就出去了。
And he obeyed the Lord, and he opened the door and went out.
主叫他一直走，一直走，叫他走到了一条河的边。
And then the Lord asked him to walk and walk until the river's edge.
那边有一堆年轻的男女正在那里讲话。
And then there was a young couple, they were talking there. And the Lord wanted him to share the gospel to them.
当他过去把福音传给他们的时候，才知道这两个这一对年轻的男女因为婚姻不得答应，准备当天晚上跳河自杀的。
And then he knew that this young couple, because the parents did not approve of the marriage, they were going to commit suicide.
弟兄姊妹，也许今天神在我们身上的差遣，不见得像我所举的例子这么明显。
Maybe today the Lord's calling of us may not be so clear like this example.
但是在我们的周围有太多的人需要我们去untie他。
And there's so many people around us that need us to untie them.
我们希望能够把主的恩典给他。
We want to give the Lord's blessing to them.
我们也希望这样子的人能够被主来使用他。
And then we want that the Lord to use them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第一件事情就必须要有人能够顺服主，接受主的差遣。
And the first thing is that there are people who are obedient to the calling of God.
第二件事情，我们看见这个驴驹的主人。
And secondly, we see the owner of the colt.
当他们说主要用它的时候。
And when the disciples said that the Lord wants to use it,
他们立刻把他所拥有的驴驹就交给了这两个门徒。
Then they gave it to the two disciples.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
今天神在这里把他的需要告诉我们的时候。
Today, when the Lord tells us of His needs,
今天在这里讲到神家有需要的时候,
and that today that there are needs in the house of God,
我们愿不愿意把我们自己交给主?
Are we willing to give ourselves over to Him?
当神家在这里报告需要有人加入饭食、加入整洁的时候,
and then when the announcement is that we need people to help with the love feast,
我们愿不愿意甘心地把我们的时间、把我们的力量来交给耶稣?
Are we willing to give up of our energy and our time in this service?
我们发现他们在他们身上一个特点，他们甘心地把自己的交给主。
And then this special characteristic of these folks, they willingly give up of themselves.
从前有一个姊妹，她是一个寡妇，她养了三个孩子。
And there was this widow who had three children.
当她的大儿子长大的时候，她愿意到非洲去当宣教士。
And when the eldest son grew up, he wanted to be a missionary to Africa.
去了欧洲，过了一段时间以后，消息传来，他被非洲的那个食人族把他给吃掉了。
And then the mom heard the news that the cannibals ate his son.
然后在肉身里面，他为了儿子的离去，他舍不得。
And then she is very sad that her son died.
但他继续为了他剩下的两个儿子祷告。
And she continued praying for the other two sons.
后来第二个儿子去了。 过了一段时间传回来也死掉。
And then she sent the second son, and after a while she heard news that he too died.
最后一个小儿子后来也去，到最后也殉道。
And then the third son went, and he too was martyred.
弟兄姊妹，很多弟兄姊妹都不知道怎么安慰他。
And many brothers and sisters did not know how to comfort her.
有人说，难道你会不会后悔，你把你的孩子都送到了非洲去？
And then someone asked her, do you regret that you sent your children to Africa?
他说他只后悔，他只有三个孩子。
And she replied that she only regretted that she had only three sons.
他说我巴不得我还有第四个、第五个孩子，我可以为主用。
And I wish that I had the fourth or fifth son that I can send them also.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是一个编造出来的故事，这是一个真实的故事。
Francis, this is not a fiction. This is what really happened.
地上没有父母亲不爱自己的孩子的。
There's no parents on earth that do not love their children.
尤其是一个寡妇靠着自己的力量抚养起来的孩子。
Especially a widow who spent all her strength to raise the children.
每一个都是她的心肝宝贝。Everyone
is valuable to her.
让她看见神家的需要。
When she saw the need in the house of God.
看见那些灵魂的沉沦。
And then saw the destruction of the soul.
宁可把她心爱的交在神的手中。
She's willing to give up her most valuable to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神今天并没有向我们要我们的三个孩子。
Brothers and sisters, today the Lord did not ask us for our children.
神今天叫着你要我们。
But rather today, the Lord wants us.
我们自己愿不愿意把我们的时间、财富和我们的智慧、才干都交在主的手中？
Are we willing to give up of our time and our gifts and our money to Him?
我们愿意甘心地把自己交给主。
We'll willingly give up ourselves to Him.
时间。 机会在时间的里面。And
the opportunity is in time.
而时间一过去，我们爱主、奉献主的机会都掉。
And then when time passed, then the opportunity to serve and love him is gone.
所以玛利亚能够在那个时候把香膏抹在主耶稣的身上。
So Mary at that right moment was able to anoint the Lord with perfume.
把她最好的奉献给主耶稣。
And gave the Lord the best that she had.
我说过这个香膏是历史上香的最久的一瓶香膏。
And then I often say that this perfume is the perfume that lasts the longest in the
world. 今天已经快2000年了，这瓶香膏还这么香。
And then this bottle of perfume over 2,000 years is still so fragrant.
主说你们往普天下传福音的时候，都要述说这个女子所做的，做个纪念。
And then the Lord said that wherever the gospel reaches in the world, you will tell this. Brothers and sisters,
不管我们在别人看见看不见的地方。
Whether people can see or cannot see,
当主说我要你,
when the Lord says, I want you,
当主跟我们有任何一个小小的邀请,
and when the Lord has this tiny, maybe a tiny requirement of us,
哪怕是从地上捡起一根线,
or he may ask you to pick up a string on the floor,
当我们肯顺服或者为了爱而做的时候,
and when we are willing to obey and for the sake of love,
比我们立了为主殉道的心智原谅我说还要可贵。
And this is more valuable than the heart of a martyr.
真的爱决定有行动。
And true love has action.
真的奉献一定有行动。
And the true service has action.
就是把自己交给主。
And that is to offer yourself up to him.
所以罗马书12章告诉我们，保罗劝我们，他说：“为神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。”他说：“你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”
So Paul encourages us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
把自己真正的交出来。
Offer yourself up, truly.
从前好像在欧洲还是在哪边,有一个画家, 他其实画图画得蛮有名的。
And then there was this artist in Europe who was famous.
他的名字叫 Tucker,
and his name is called Tucker.
有一次他在那里画一幅图画，画到一个很穷困的一个妇人, 干瘦瘦的一个女人。
And one time he was drawing a thin and fragile woman.
他怀中抱着一个瘦瘦小小的一个孩子，在他的怀中紧紧的抱着。
And she was holding tightly to a baby.
在一个狂风暴雨的深夜里面。 她流露在街头，她是一个 homeless， 就是没有无家可归的一个妇人。
And she was wandering in this in this dark and windy picture.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以脑筋里面稍微去 picture 那幅图画。
And you can imagine this picture in your mind.
在一个狂风暴雨的深夜里面，一个孤单的妇人怀中抱着一个瘦瘦的孩子，无家可归，流落在街头上。
And then in this middle of this storm, and this fragile, thin woman was carrying this baby.
当他在那里画画画，这个画的东西越来越多，快要完成的时候。
And as this artist was almost completing this art,
突然被他自己画的这幅画紧紧的震动，他受不了。
And then he was shaken by this drawing.
所以他把他的所有的笔刷往地上一丢，他就开始去整理行李，他到非洲去当宣教士去。
And so he threw out all his brushes and he became a missionary to Africa.
后来他成为 Bishop Tucker of Uganda, 就是乌干达的这个很有名的一个大主教。
And later on he became the Bishop of Uganda.
他在乌干达的街上，在那里帮助穷人，在那里把福音传给他们。
And then on the streets of Uganda, helped the poor people and spread the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，每一次当神的爱在这里面stir，在这里激动我们的时候。
And every time when the Lord's love stirred up in us,
我们一定不要仅止于心愿和感动，仅止在一个心愿跟感动。And
we must not just stay in the condition of being stirred up.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要把自己的身体交出来。We
must offer up our bodies to Him.
让这个爱成为一个具体的行动。That
this love can have action.
让这个奉献成为一个具体的奉献。And
this offering. Has action.
而最具体的就是我们愿意把自己交给主。And
the best action is that we offer our bodies to Him.
我们像泥土，他像陶匠。And
we are the clay; He is the potter.
他自由的可以来塑造，来使用我们。
He can use us as he wishes.
就连我们在生活里面的经历和遭遇都可以来侍奉他。
And then no matter what our experiences are or difficulties are, we can still serve him.
我想我们今天 Mark 弟兄也在我们中间，他明天要接受一个手术。
And we know that Brother Mark is with us today. Tomorrow he will be undergoing an operation.
他里面的癌症复发，所以需要再接受一次的手术。
And the cancer has recurred, and then he needs to be operated on.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常以为这就是我的一个遭遇，一个不幸的遭遇。
And many times we would feel like this is unfortunate that it happened to us.
其实我们在那个全能的陶匠的手中。
But we are under the all-powerful Potter.
照着他的心中的纯正和手中的巧妙在这里制作。
And then according to his wonderful work, he would work on us.
借着我们每一样的遭遇和环境，他在我们身上要得到一个 masterpiece， 得到一个杰作。
And then through all circumstances and things that happen in our lives, he wants to obtain a masterpiece.
所以在这一切的环境里面，我们荣耀他，都是在侍奉他。
And then in all these circumstances, when we glorify him, we are serving him.
所以诗篇50篇告诉我们，凡是以感谢为祭献给神的，就是荣耀他。
And then in Psalms it says that whoever offers our praises to him, we are glorifying him.
我们在这样子的环境里面，我们还能够来赞美他，来感谢他，弟兄姊妹，这就是侍奉。
And then in such circumstances, we can praise him. Then that's serving him.
第三个讲到这个驴驹。 Thirdly,
we talk about the colt.
这个驴驹它愿意甘心的被主来使用。
And this colt is willing to be used by the Lord.
一方面讲到圣经上告诉我们说，这一匹驴驹是从来没有被人骑过的。
And this colt, no one has ever ridden it before.
有人告诉我们，去骑第一次去骑这些没有被人骑过的马或者驴驹，都是一件很冒险的事情。
And people tell us that it's very risky to ride a horse or a colt that has never been ridden before.
因为它实在是自由惯的。
Because it has been free.
突然一下子主人骑在它的身上，它受不了的。
And all of a sudden someone rides with them, it cannot take it.
因为我们看过 Texas 那些 cowboy 骑在那些马上，牛上，被人家蹬啊蹬啊蹬啊，把它给摔下来。
Have you seen in Texas where the cowboys will ride the broncos?
所以不甘心受拘束。
And they are not willing to be to have someone ride on them.
所以诗篇32篇大卫的祷告告诉我们。
And then in Psalm 32, David's prayer tells us.
他说我们不可以像那个无知的骡马，必须要用脚环配头勒住它，否则不能够驯服。
And we must not be like the mule or the horse that does not have knowledge except by a bit of bridle.
这是我们的本性，不太容易驯服的。
And it's just like us because we do not like to obey.
这个先知告诉我们，他说少年负轭是好的。
And then the prophet tells us that the youth that carry a yoke is good.
小朋友们，如果在家里面被爸爸妈妈管，千万不要受同学的影响。
And then children, when your parents teach you, do not be influenced by your fellow friends.
照着神的心意，少年人负轭永远是好的。
And according to the word of God, according to the will of God, the young people that carry a yoke, that's good for them.
我常常跟很多刚生孩子的父母亲讲，我说孩子身上最重要的一个 character， 我们父母要帮助他们，叫他学顺服。
And then every time I talk to the new parents, I said the most important thing for the children is to obey you.
你要知道，在这个19世纪的时候，威尔斯有一个大复兴。
And then in the 19th century, there was a great revival in Wales.
他们带领的弟兄讲了一句话。
And then the leader, the brother who's leading the service,
就是我今天在主题底下用的那句英文话。
And that is the word I use today to describe this meeting.
他的 bend me and use me.
That is bend me and use me.
弟兄姊妹，一个人意志不能够被神折服的话，神没有办法使用他。
And the will of a person that cannot be bent by God, God cannot use them.
他做什么都要根据自己的意思，神没有办法用他。
If he does everything according to his own will, God cannot use him.
神必须先折服我们这个人，神才可能用我们。
God must first bend us before he can use us.
所以整个威尔斯大复兴能够起来，因为弟兄姊妹在主的面前学习一个很深的功课，让主来折服他们。
And And then the Wales revival happened because the Brand sisters were willing to be used by God.
弟兄姊妹，任何一次神的祝福和复兴， 如果要临到教会， 临到我们个人身上， 神必须先折服我们。
And if the revival of God were to appear among us, we must be bended and used by God.
我们如果要我们的孩子能够在主的面前承受更大的祝福， 他的意志必须要被折服。
And then if our children were to be used by God, then their will needs to be bent.
不是说我们要找不合理的事情故意去折它。
It's not that we unreasonable things for them to do.
弟兄姊妹，而是在他们不照着主的话偏离的时候， 我们要让他的will能够被神折服下来。
But rather when they walk in the path that's different than the will of God, then we need to bring them back.
如果他连看得见的父母， 看得见的权柄都不能顺服， 弟兄姊妹，你不要说他能够顺服看不见的神。
And if they can see you as authority, and they do not obey you, how can they obey the Lord that do not see?
千万不要以为说我的孩子如果不顺服我能够顺服神就好了， 弟兄姊妹， no way， 不可能。
And there's no way that you can say that your children do not obey you and yet obey God.
除非他将来长大在主的面前。
Other than that one day he will grow up in the Lord.
而你的要求是不合圣经的时候， 他或许会不顺服。
And then your requirement is not according to the Bible, he may not obey you.
而当他小的时候， 一些正常的该有的家规， 他不能顺服， 弟兄姊妹， 他将来不可能顺服神。
And then when he or she is young and there are house rules and he's not willing to obey those, he cannot serve the Lord.
这只驴驹从来没有人骑过。
This colt, no one has ever ridden it before.
就像小孩子生下来， 他从来没接过order， 你第一次命令他的时候他会受不了。
And then just like the baby when it grows up, nobody has never taken orders before. The first order you take, it cannot take it.
我带我儿子到迪士尼去的时候， 给他们外面那个纪念品店， 一人叫他们买一件小T-shirt。
And then I brought my children to Disneyland, and then at the outside they were selling souvenirs.
我那个全家最小的儿子回来敲的衣服上面是 Who is the boss?
And then
I am the boss.
And then my younger son picked a T-shirt with the saying says Who is the boss?
No, not who is the boss. 他还没那么属灵， 他说 I am the boss.
I am the boss.
画了一只小唐老鸭， 那么一个小鸭子在那边说 I am the boss.
And then there's this Donald Duck picture asking the question, saying that I am the boss.
我跟他说不可以穿到爷爷的面前。
I told him that you cannot wear it in front of your grandfather.
弟兄姊妹，这一场征战从孩子呱呱落地就开始。
And then this battle starts when they are young.
我不是说我们要对孩子不好不合理， 千万不要误会。
It's not that I'm saying it's not, don't be good to your children or be unreasonable with them.
你真的爱孩子， 孩子们会知道。
If you truly love your children, they will know.
但是弟兄姊妹，爱也包括把他们带到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, but love means that we want to bring them before the Lord.
爱也包括我们让他的意志能够在神的面前被柔软下来。
And the love is that their will may be softened before the Lord.
所以在这边这个驴驹，他甘愿被主使用。
And then this colt is willing to be used by God.
从来没有人骑过他。
No one has ride on it before.
而当主耶稣那天骑在上面的时候，
And yet that day when Jesus rode it,
主耶稣虽然很瘦， 但是我想也跟我差不多轻，至少跟我差不多重。
And then Jesus is very thin, maybe he's just like my height and weight.
但是这个小驴驹子带着主耶稣，在众人的这么多的欢呼欢叫的里面， 他居然能够乖乖的顺服的带着主耶稣。
And this young colt was able to carry Jesus among all the noise and praises from people.
弟兄姊妹，这个小驴驹他甘心被主使用。
Francis, this colt was willing to be used by Jesus.
他甘心让主坐在他的身上， 主能够来使用他。
And it was willing that the Lord ride on him and be used by him.
那个小驴驹做的一件事情， 他顺服，他高举基督。
And this young colt was obedient to God and in such a way exalted the Lord.
虽然在人来看他是一个那样子一个渺小， 那个不被重视的一个小驴驹。
Although in the eyes of man, he's just like a little colt.
但是那一天却应验了整个旧约圣经那个荣耀的应许。
And yet that day it was the prophecy of the Old Testament was fulfilled.
弥赛亚来， 还要坐在驴驹上面。
The Messiah will come and will ride on the colt.
所以约翰福音12章15节告诉我们说， 西安的驴子郎， 你们不要惧怕， 因为你的王骑着驴驹来了。
And so the Bible says that do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming seated on a donkey's colt.
弟兄姊妹， 我们愿不愿意像这只小驴驹一样带着耶稣进到人的中间去？
Are we willing to be like this young colt to be to have Jesus ride on us among men?
我们愿意真的照着圣经所说的，我成为这只小驴驹，我高举基督做王。
And are we willing to be like this colt that we serve the Lord, that we exalt Him?
当我到哪里去的时候，人不是看见我这个驴驹神气，而是看见我身上主在那里做王。
No matter where I go, people don't see me, but then the king that's riding on me.
当人在那里拍手，在那里把衣服铺在我们的脚下的时候，他是为了我身上的王，不是为了我。
And then when they are clapping, and then they lay the clothes down before me, they are not there for me, but then for the king who is riding on me.
这只驴驹身上如果没有主的话，没有人会把衣服铺在他的脚前。
And this colt, this.The Lord is not on him. Nobody would put the clothes before him.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们能够那样子的有价值，活得有意义，因为我们带着基督，我们高举基督。
And then our lives have meaning and worth because the Lord is on us.
我们愿不愿意交在他的手中？
Are we willing to give ourselves?
虽然我们这么不值钱，不被人注意。
Although we are worthless.
但是因为我们上面坐的是西安的君王。
Because that's riding on us is the King of Zion.
因为我们身上所做的是众人所盼望已久的那位君王。
And then the one who's riding on us is the one that had been expected.
不管这个驴驹走到哪里去，给人带来了震撼。
And then no matter where the colt went, the people were shaken.
不管这个驴驹走到哪里去，哪边充满了何塞纳赞美神的声音。
And no matter where the colt went, there were sounds of Hosanna and praise.
不是因为我们。是因为我们身上高举的基督。
It's not us, but then the Lord that we have exalted.
不是因为我们，是因为主能够自由的使用。
It's not us, but then that the Lord can use us willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意任主使用我们？
And the brothers and sisters, are we willing to be used of the Lord?
所以我在中学的时候就读了一本书，叫做《用我一生》，我不知道有没有读过。
And then when I was in middle school, I read this book saying that with the title saying that the Lord may use me.
用我一生一整生 whole life
that the Lord may use me my whole life
弟兄姊妹我们愿不愿意都答应主这样子的呼召
are we willing to answer to the Lord's calling
最后我们看见周围的众人
and lastly we see the people the crowds
他们看见耶稣来的时候
when they saw Jesus coming
他们把自己的衣服脱下来
they took their coats off
他们铺在驴子的身上铺在马路的地上
they put their coats on the colt and then also on the road
弟兄姊妹，那时候不是柏油马路，
and those are not asphalt roads,
都是泥土路的。
And they are just dirt roads.
而衣服说到人的荣美，说到人的尊贵。
And then the coats spoke of the glory and the beauty of men.
弟兄姊妹，这帮人把自己的衣服都脱下来铺在地上。
And they took off the coats and put it on the ground.
你愿不愿意把你的红夹克铺这样？
Are you willing to take off your jacket?
那么漂亮的，给那个驴子走过去以后。对不对
？And such a beautiful coat, but after the coat passes by, it would not smell good.
弟兄姊妹，人都愿意把衣服脱下来放在地上，然后在这里从何塞纳归给至高的神。
And the crowds were willing to take off the coats, put it on the floor, and then sang Hosanna and praised the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们里面赞美神，都是侍奉神。
And brothers, today when we praise the Lord, we are serving Him.
我这次到西雅图去，另外一件事情感动我的。
And the second thing that touched me this time when I went to Seattle was
就是他们的祷告一个接一个的
that their prayer is continuous
我去的时候 Michael 就已经跟我讲这个培元弟兄就跟我讲他说这边的波饼聚会祷告是要抢的
and then when I went there Michael, Brother Michael told me that to pray at the communion service you have to fight for your turn
没有那么严重
it's not that serious
你不抢你没有机会祷告的
That if you don't take the opportunity, you will not be able to pray.
结果我到了那边去以后，他们的传道人孙弟兄跟我讲，他说 Michael 弟兄在这里祷告抢着祷告。
And then the pastor there said that Michael when he prays that he's like he has to fight for it.
他常常第一个，有时候一次聚会祷告两三次。
And then many times he pray a couple three or four times.
我就记得见到 Michael 的时候，我一定要骂他，在这边没有那么多祷告，到那边那么多祷告。
And then so I wanted to when I met Michael there, I wanted to tell him when he was here, he did not pray like that.
弟兄姊妹，就是一个人阿门完，另外一个接着就出来。
And one person finished amen, and then the other one took up.
弟兄姊妹，要能够开口赞美，说到我们灵里面都要预备的。
And then to be able to open our mouths and praise, that means our spirits must be ready.
我们真觉得那位看不见的王，我们虽然看不见他，但是我们却知道他在这里。
And the Lord that we do not see, the invisible Lord, yet He is here.
所以我们真的巴不得把我们的赞美虽然简短一两句，但是我们都愿意献给他。
And then, although our praises may be only one or two sentences, we're willing to offer them up to Him.
他们中间有一个年长的老弟兄，也是九十多岁了啊。
And they have an elderly brother there who is in his 90s.
他的耳朵已经几乎听不太到。
And then he can't hear very well anymore.
所以每一次擘饼聚会。
Every communion service,
他当他听到大家唱诗唱完一闭眼睛的时候，他就必须赶快开口祷告。
And when he knew the brothers and sisters had finished singing, he would open up his mouth to pray.
如果说他慢了一点呢，别人已经先祷告的话，他常常就会弟兄姊妹就会听到有个老先生很大声的在那里问旁边的人。
And then if somebody else started praying before him, they would hear this elderly brother in a loud voice asking others.
现在有没有人祷告啊？
Is there anybody praying now?
人家一说没有，他马上开口祷告。
And if they said no, then he would immediately pray.
有时候他正在问的时候，别人开口了，所以他也跟着开口。那旁边的媳妇就会打他一下，他就赶快闭口。
And then sometimes he was not in time, somebody else started praying, and then his daughter-in-law would say that stop, somebody else is praying.
他们说他没有一个主日他不祷告。
And then they said that there's no Sunday that he doesn't pray.
我这次去的时候，正好礼拜四、礼拜五，他听说他身体都不好还要送医院的。
Then on Thursday and Friday when I was there, he was in poor health, so he was in the hospital.
礼拜天他抱病，他还是来聚会，还是抢着祷告。
And then on Sunday he come to the communion service and he prayed.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经不需要像旧约一样那样子要杀牛杀羊去献祭给神。
Brothers, we do not like to be in the Old Testament where they have to offer our bulls and sheep.
但是有的时候我们不能够了解为什么我们的嘴巴连开都是这么困难。
Many times we don't understand why it's so hard for us to open up our lips.
弟兄姊妹，不是开给我们听，而是神喜悦听见我们对他的赞美。
It's not like we like to hear it, but rather the Lord loves to hear our praise.
这边的人就把所有的衣服铺在地上，他们在那里唱和尚了。
And then all these crowds put their coats on the ground and they sang Hosanna.
弟兄姊妹，我们以感谢为祭献给神，我们赞美神都是一个高的侍奉。
And then our words of thanks to the Lord is service to Him.
偶尔一次软弱，我们祷告不出来还好说。
And it may be occasionally we may be weak and we cannot pray.
我们每次都祷告不出来。
And if we cannot pray every time,
两年、三年、五年还祷告不出来，弟兄姊妹，我们要靠主。
And then if two or three, five years we cannot pray, then we need to depend on the Lord.
我们要 overcome 我们自己里面的那个被动，或是甚至懒散。
Need to overcome our passiveness and also our laziness.
或是我们个性的害羞胆怯。
Or whether we are shy.
我们要在主面前勇敢起来。
We must be brave and bold before the Lord.
趁着有机会还有时间，我们来赞美他。
And then when there's still time and opportunity, we need to praise Him.
当大卫去迎接约柜的时候，他高兴的唱着跳着，衣服脱了赞美神，对不对？
And then when David brought the ark in, he was dancing and then he took off his clothes.
连他的妻子都嘲笑他。
And then even his wife despised him.
今天我们擘饼聚会没有要我们脱衣服唱着跳着，我们只是开口。
And today we are not asking that we dance and take off our clothes, but we're just asking us to open up our mouth.
所以不要在乎别人怎么看我们。
Do not pay attention to how other people look at you.
在乎我们祷告的对象。
But rather pay attention to the one who you're praying to.
在乎你祷告的目的。
And pay attention to the purpose of your prayer.
最简单的话都能够摸着神的心。
And the most simple words can touch the heart of God.
我也在祷告，有一天我们的这些小朋友，连擘饼他们也会开口祷告。我希望这些小朋友有一天他们也能够开口祷告。
And my hope is that one day at our communion meeting, the young children will open up their mouths in prayer.
我们一起在主的面前学习来爱他。
And that we can all learn before the Lord to love Him.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨借着这样子的一个故事。
Brothers and sisters, that this morning through this story,
我们都愿意把自己交给他。
that we're willing to offer up ourselves to Him.
当初 100多年前, 神怎样让复兴临到的威尔斯,
and over 100 years ago, how the revival came to Wales.
因为他们在众人面前有一个迫切真心的祷告, 就是 Send me and use me.
Because they have this prayer that God would bend them and use them.
弟兄姊妹，但愿这也成为我们今天的祷告。
That this too can be our prayer today.
让我们把我们的侍奉的目标集中在主耶稣的身上。
That the person who is serving is the Lord Jesus.
好让主的喜乐先来充满我们。
And that the joy of the Lord will first fill us.
侍奉耶稣真有快乐。
And serving the Lord is joy to us.
我们只唱第一节跟第三节。
Let's turn to a hymn book to hymn
639首。
639, we'll sing the first and third stanza.
我想我们今天的program sheet后面有一篇见证是我们中间的姊妹自己做的。And
in the program sheet, there's a testimony written by our sister.
真的告诉我们侍奉耶稣真有快乐。And
she says that serving the Lord is true joy.
她的侍奉也让我在主的面前非常的感动，真的是风雨无阻的侍奉。And
then her service before the Lord has touched me.
弟兄姊妹，在神家有许多这样子的弟兄姊妹，我们为着这个，我们感谢神。
And then there's so many such brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord, and we thank the Lord for them.
我们也求主兴起更多真心爱耶稣、侍奉耶稣的人。
And then that we ask the Lord to raise up more such brothers and sisters who love us.
主肯用我们，是主爱我们。
The Lord is willing to use us because He loves us.
主肯用我们，是主高抬了我们。
And the Lord is going to use us because He is honoring us.
若有人服侍我, 我父必尊重他。
My Father will honor the one who serves me.
我们唱第一节跟第三节。
Let's sing stanza 1 and 3.
预备，来。
侍奉耶稣真有快乐。